I know that it is fearful for some, and they may have some concerns. But one of the greatest things to help with that is building that relationship with that student and the team members. When that relationship is built and they feel comfortable conversing with the administrator, with the other teachers, the gen ed teachers, the guidance counselors, then there's a buy-in, not just from that student, but from the other team members. They're invested in that child. When you're building relationships with the team members, when they come to the meeting, it's not just a student, but it's their life, and it's someone that they've engaged with and know that, oh, yeah, you did really well on that test last week, or I saw you do a great job in that game, or I heard about your interview, how did it go? There's more of a dialogue and there's more of a relationship there when we value people through relationships and getting to know them. Then we understand and we want to spend time on that person and hear their voice, and we want what's best for them. When the student starts to speak and starts to take charge of their IEP by talking about their interest and their present levels and where they are and where they want to go, it's just natural. And I don't see it as a laborious activity that's going to add extra time to the meeting.